Well, one Gleninus 22-year-old is living his dream in the world of rugby union, and I speak of Alex Newsom, and he joins me online now. Good morning, Alex.
How you going, Rowie?
Well, I'm pretty good. It probably doesn't seem all that long ago that you were playing junior rugby in the New England region.
Yeah, not long at all. I was playing junior rugby for the Inverell Highlanders, playing league on a Saturday for Gleninus, and then playing union on Sunday for Inverell, so... No, it was not long at all, really, in the scheme of things.
And then, of course, you've had a game, I think, for the Australian under-20s?
2015, I think it was. We went over to Italy for the Junior World Cup with the 20 squad. Yeah, that was a pretty good experience.
And 2017 season with the Western Force, who are no longer, so we've got to have somewhere to go next season. But how'd you find your first big foray into Super Rugby?
Yeah, it's a big learning curve, that's for sure. Obviously getting the trial opportunity end of last year and then progressing through and playing a few games this year. Sort of every taste of it you get, you just learn more and more and keep getting hungrier, I suppose. So, yeah, you just got to sort of take everything in your stride and, try and improve every day.
How was the intercept try against the Crusaders?
Yeah, mate, that was just one of those things that happens, I suppose. Just, yeah, pretty special moment, first Super Rugby try, and to come the way it did over there against one of the best teams in the world was pretty special.
And, of course, playing for the New South Wales Country Eagles, and you've scored a couple of tries and a couple of crucial ones at various times in games.
I've loved getting back to play for the Country Eagles. It's good to represent my area, I suppose. It's not often that we get to take games out to the country areas and play such a high-level footy, so been really enjoying it. And, yeah, it was a pretty crucial game here today against the Brisbane City, so see how we go.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks played rather well. It was a very hard match at Scully Park against the Perth Spirit, and a lot of your Western Force players, that it would have been hard to play against them.
Yeah, it was a fun experience. I playing them, obviously know all those boys so well and had a great journey with them all year. A few words that were said out on the field, but I was a bit outnumbered, so pretty much didn't respond much.
But afterwards you did, you stuck it into them, I presume?
Yeah, we went and had a beer after and a feed together, so that was good to catch up. It's been a pretty whirlwind year over in the West. So,
what was it like growing up in Gleninus? You said playing league, playing union. Did you play other sports as well?
League and union were main sports, I suppose, and then played a bit of junior cricket, and I was big into my horse sports as well growing up, so had a pretty well-rounded childhood in terms of playing all the local sports the region had to offer.
Horse sports, you're a bit large to be a jockey, so that was never on the agenda.
No, I quickly grew out of size for a jockey, I think.
What's it like playing with the big boy from Tamworth, Paddy Ryan?
Paddy, he's a legend, Paddy. Yeah, he's the leader of our group in the Country Eagles and a very proud country boy. We get along well, Paddy and I, and he enjoys leading this team, and yeah, he's great. Great for the community wherever he goes. So very lucky to have him.
Do you play golf as well?
I'm not much of a golfer. Paddy rates himself though.
Don't worry about that.
Pretty ordinary, is he?
Yeah, we tally him up every time he comes home. So now today, as we said, it's more or less there just behind you on percentages. So more or less, you've just got to beat Brisbane City today.
It's do or die for both teams. Literally, the winner will go through to make up the top four for the semi-finals next week, so the stakes don't get much higher.
And a good win could put you third, which would take you away from playing the top team, which would be a big bonus.
Yeah, it's been a tight on competition, so I suppose the higher you can finish in the ladder, the better your chances of progressing through, I think. But in saying that, you've seen throughout the competition that any team can beat anyone on their day, so I think we're just focused on getting the win today, doing what's needed, and then we'll look at next week if that time comes.
Big bonus today. Brisbane City are without a couple of players. They're playing for the Barbarians. That helps.
Yeah, it does help. We've lost a few of our guns as well. Jake Gordon and Andrew Callaway are playing in the Barbarians game. Yeah. So we've lost a few of our key guys, but we've got a pretty good squad depth, so I don't think it'll affect us too much.
Well, let's hope at 1 o'clock at Wade Park in Orange today, all goes well for the New South Wales Country Eagles and yourself. So all the best, Alex.
Well, yeah, thanks, Lowie.